Hello, this is Nicolene Ambrose with the Tri-County Journal for Wednesday, January 13th. The first article, Coles County Council on Aging, CCCOA, annual awardees announced. These four individuals or organizations were awarded for their efforts and contributions to the Coles County Council on Aging, CCCOA. Evelyn Grubb, Lifespan Center Volunteer of the Year. Auto Truck and Farm Repair, Partner of the Year Award. David Stanley, Donor of the Year. And Carolyn Cloyd, the D. Braden Believe Award. Each year since 2018, an individual has been awarded the D. Braden Believe Award. The person chosen for the award has shown exemplary leadership and a source of inspiration and hope within our community. This year's recipient is Carolyn Cloyd, Executive Director of Coles County United Way. Her time, service, and dedication to the United Way and its mission continually make an impact in the lives of so many. Carolyn knowingly commits to her purpose of helping others by focusing on supporting civic engagement and community support while also preserving the history of Coles County and its residents. Carolyn goes above and beyond her professional commitments as the executive director by promoting the values and mission of the United Way and the organizations that benefit from it. She sets the example of assisting others selflessly. She holds dear the preservation of Coles County history throughout her involvement with the Coles County Historic Preservation Advisory Council, Run for the Fallen, and other efforts to memorialize fallen veterans to honor all service members. Other community involvement includes the Kiwanis Club, Piecemeal, and Coles County CASA, C-A-S-A. She does her best to share her passion and dedication to those to inspire others to do the same. The award is named after D. Braden, the first executive director of the Coles County Council on Aging. She served on this board for 41 years and recently retired from her position as the executive director of the Lifespan Center. Next article, Golden Apple accepting applications for 2021 cohort of accelerators. Accelerators program recruiting more aspiring educators to address Illinois' teacher shortage crisis. Golden Apple, an Illinois nonprofit committed to preparing, supporting, and mentoring aspiring teachers, is now accepting applicants for its Accelerators class of 2021. The one-year teacher's residency and licensure program expedites the preparation of highly qualified teachers in areas throughout the state that are most in need, notably Southern, Central, and Western Illinois. Golden Apple launched the program last December to address Illinois' teacher shortage crisis and fill critical positions throughout our state. And this work is more critical now than ever before as the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the growing teacher shortage with nearly 2,000 teacher vacancies across Illinois at the start of 2020. Accelerators targets and recruits career changers with bachelor's degrees and college seniors not enrolled in teaching preparation programs. Participants receive a $25,000 to $30,000 stipend for coursework or living expenses as they pursue a teaching license, courses at a partner university, and participate in a one-year residency and training program in a targeted partner school district. Golden Apple is striving to expand its Accelerators program in 2021 by setting a goal to accept 150 to 200 participants, adding additional licensure pathways, including elementary and early childhood education, and partnering with additional higher education partners and school districts across Illinois. While school districts across Illinois have struggled to fill select teaching positions in recent years, unfortunately, COVID-19 has exacerbated the situation and led to widespread shortages, said Alicia Winkler, CEO of Golden Apple. Golden Apple has a proven track record of preparing future educators. At this time, we are strengthening our commitment to grow to become a material solution to the teacher shortage. By doing the right work in a high-quality way, we put Illinois children on a path to reach their full potential. In its inaugural year, 30 accelerators were selected from nearly 300 applications and began their training virtually in June of 2020. They will earn their teaching licenses by the summer of 2021. Participants were placed in 22 school districts throughout Southern, Central, and Western Illinois and will teach in that partner school district for at least 4 years. Over 50% of the class already had classroom experience, and all are pursuing teaching licenses in several high-need subject areas: special education, science, physical education, business, English language arts, ELA, and English as a second language, ESL. Our inaugural class of accelerators have already played a pivotal role in impacting the lives and futures of students adapting to remote learning and those adapting to hybrid learning models in schools across Southern, Central, and Western Illinois. And now we're looking to the future to see how we can expand with our 2021 class, said Alan Mather, president of Golden Apple. The COVID-19 pandemic has only exacerbated the growing teacher shortage, which makes Golden Apple's work to resolve the shortage by expanding the state's pipeline of highly effective educators through inspiring, developing, and supporting teacher and school leader excellence in Illinois, especially in schools of need, more important than ever. The one-year residency and licensure program serves the dual purpose of providing immediate additional teaching assistance to understaffed districts while better preparing the cohort of new teachers with highly qualified oversight. Once the 2021 class is selected and inducted, participants will begin pursuing their teacher license in the summer of 2021 with the goal to begin teaching in their own classrooms at the start of the 2022-2023 academic year. EIU is pleased to continue our partnership with the Golden Apple Foundation for the second year of the Accelerators program, said Dr. David Glassman, EIU president. Funding for such programs is essential. Too often, talented, motivated individuals cannot make a career shift into teaching because the loss of income during preparation, along with the inevitable realities of tuition, fees, and other expenses, makes the shift virtually impossible. The funding provided by Golden Apple for our first cohort was crucial to EIU being able to recruit and enroll a sufficient number of candidates to make the program viable for the university. Golden Apple is continuing partnerships with Blackburn College and Eastern Illinois University. The organization is also continuing to have meetings with prospective new higher education and school district partners across the state. Here's how the partnership will work. Partner districts will provide a valuable residency placement to an accelerator, place a mentor teacher from the district with the accelerator, allow for appropriate release time to complete university coursework, and partner to hire the accelerator and enhance the development of the accelerator in the 2 years following the residency. To learn more about or apply for the program, interested parties can visit the website www.goldenapple.org/accelerators. EIU has been a critical hub for future and emerging educators for more than a century, said Stephen Lucas, Associate Dean of the EIU College of Education. We are extremely pleased to continue our outstanding partnership with Golden Apple, which allows us to further enrich our regional school districts by providing them with ambitious, qualified, and energetic teachers. Golden Apple is also addressing the teacher shortage through its established Scholars Program, which recruits high school seniors and first and second year college students in Illinois to thrive in challenging school environments where teachers are needed the most. In total, more than 800 scholars participated in Scholars Institutes this past summer, to prepare to become teachers in schools of need throughout the state. Together, accelerators and scholars will deliver hundreds of new teachers and teacher residents to Illinois classrooms in the 2020-2021 school year alone. As we head into our second year of partnership with Golden Apples Accelerators Program, we are confident that the program will continue to deliver passionate educators into hard-to-fill positions in our schools, said the Regional Office of Education No. 39. The teacher shortage crisis has worsened due to the COVID-19 pandemic, making this work that much more crucial for our students and students across Illinois. Golden Apple has a proven track record of preparing resilient educators, retaining 82% of their scholars who began teaching for 5 years or more, compared to Illinois' retention rate of 54%. In addition to addressing the teacher shortage in terms of overall quantity, Golden Apple's future growth will support increased diversity inside the profession. Right now, only 15% of Illinois teachers are teachers of color. In sharp contrast, over half of Golden Apple scholars are teachers of color. By recruiting scholars who later return to teach in the communities from which they came, scholars inspire students with similar backgrounds and cultures. Research demonstrates that students of color grow more academically when they see teachers and leaders that look like them and with whom they can relate culturally. A note about Golden Apple. Golden Apple's mission is to inspire, develop, and support teacher and school leader excellence in Illinois, especially in schools of need. Our leading-edge preparation delivers exceptional teachers who make an impact. We help students thrive in the classroom and in life. Since our beginning, we have recognized master educators annually, and these master educators prepare the future generation of teachers. Our vision is an Illinois in which every classroom has a great teacher, and to realize this, we are committed to making a material difference in resolving the teacher shortage throughout Illinois. Next article. Horizon Health honored for quality performance at ICHAN ICON conference. The Illinois Critical Access Hospital Network, ICON, recently recognized Horizon Health for its ongoing commitment to exceptional quality of care. The announcement was made during ICON's annual conference, November 17th, via Zoom. Horizon Health and other critical access hospitals were asked to voluntarily participate in 4 quality outcomes as part of the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy Medicare Beneficiary Quality Improvement Program, MBQIP. These included patient safety, inpatient, patient engagement, care transitions, and outpatient measures. Horizon Health was honored for being a top performer in all 4 quality outcomes, for demonstrating the most improved over 1 year, and for its recent 5-star patient satisfaction rating. The ratings program, called the HCAHPS Summary Star Rating System, stands for Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems. Results can be evaluated comparatively to other area hospitals, state averages, or national averages at Medicare.gov. We are very proud of our team for achieving this level of excellence in health quality, said Ollie Smith, Horizon Health President and CEO. This is truly a team effort that recognizes our dedication to delivering healthcare experience of which our patients and staff can be proud. Laura Fisher, ICON Flex Coordinator, added, "Often in rural hospitals, having a devoted staff member to abstract and submit this data can be both time-consuming and burdensome. Horizon Health realizes how important quality of care and an engaged staff are for its patients." ICON is a network of 57 small rural Illinois hospitals dedicated to strengthening the operations of its member hospitals through collaboration. The organization is composed of Illinois hospitals that have earned Critical Access Hospital designation by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Next, the obituaries. Jean A. Greek. Jean A. Greek, 83, of Atwood, passed away at 8:25 a.m. Tuesday, December 29th at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A private family service was held on Monday, January 4th. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to Carle Hospice, First Baptist Church of Atwood, or United Church of Atwood. Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Melinda M. Redder. Melinda M. Redder, 42, of Camargo, passed away at 11:02 a.m. on Saturday, December 26th at her home. A graveside service was held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, January 2nd at the Centennial Cemetery in Villa Grove with Pastor Bruce Wyman officiating. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the Villa Grove VFW Auxiliary Post 2876 or to the Douglas County Humane Society. Robert L. Rose, Jr. Robert Leon Rose, Jr., age 62, of Oakland, passed away on Wednesday, December 23rd. Cremation rites were accorded and no public services will be held. David G. Lohr. David G. Lohr, 82, of Tuscola, passed away at 7:36 p.m. on Saturday, January 2nd at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Services will be announced at a later date. Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home in Tuscola has been entrusted with the arrangement. Memorials are suggested to Tuscan Little League or the Tuscola POW-WOWS. Jack B. Barnes. Jack Benny Barnes, 82, of Arcola, passed away at 2:45 p.m. on Thursday, December 31st in Effingham. Private funeral services were held on Tuesday, January 5th at the Edwards Funeral Home. Burial with military rites conducted by the Arcola Honor Guard was in the Arcola Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Arcola Public Library. Fred C. Ross. Fred Carroll Ross of Monticello, formerly of Tuscola, died on Wednesday, December 30th. Fred's family will host a private gathering at a future date. Memorial contributions can be made to Tuscola United Methodist Church, 901 North Prairie Street, Tuscola, 61953, Kirby Medical Center, 1000 Medical Drive, Monticello, 61856, or Piatt County Nursing Home, 1111 North State Street, Monticello, 61856. Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home is assisting the family. Next article. Cronus expands partnership with ThyssenKrupp Industrial Solutions. Cronus Fertilizers announced important changes to its partnership with ThyssenKrupp Industrial Solutions, or TKIS, that will enhance the success of Cronus' proposed Tuscola fertilizer plant. Cronus has extended its fixed-price lump-sum turnkey engineering, procurement, and construction, EPC, contract with ThyssenKrupp Industrial Solutions, TKIS, through June 30, 2021, and is finalizing an additional operations and maintenance, O&M, agreement with TKIS. Under the terms of the O&M agreement, TKIS will be involved in operating and maintaining the plant once it begins production. Furthermore, TKIS will become a minority shareholder in Cronus Fertilizers, LLC. These agreements strengthen the partnership between Cronus Fertilizers and TKIS. The Cronus Fertilizers facility will be one of the largest of its kind in the United States. ThyssenKrupp Industrial Solutions is looking forward to working in partnership with the Cronus team to realize this world-scale ammonia plant, said Dr. Sami Pelkonen, CEO of TKIS's business unit, Chemical and Process Technologies. Our investment in Cronus Fertilizers demonstrates our commitment to this project and to Cronus's success in particular. In January 2020, Cronus announced new investment from Keiman Avinduc Investment Company, AG, KAIC, which made KAIC the majority shareholder in Cronus Fertilizers. KAIC has provided financial backing and industry expertise that have helped to advance the project. We are developing one of the largest fertilizer facilities in the U.S. and bringing together global experts to ensure the highest quality in both the construction and operations of the Cronus plant, said Meli Kamen, chairman of the Cronus Fertilizers. We are proud to expand our partnership with TKIS on this important project. The Cronus Fertilizers facility in Tuscola will produce up to 2,300 metric tons of ammonia per day, giving regional farmers access to locally produced ammonia and largely eliminating the need for imported products. The facility will be a major new source of ammonia for the agricultural industries of the Midwest Corn Belt. The Cronus project is another milestone for our continuing success story in the fertilizer business in North America, stated Ralph Richman, long-term head of the operating unit fertilizers at TKIS. Cronus previously announced an updated plant design that focuses on ammonia and on-site delivery. The expansion of our partnership with TKIS is a new vote of confidence in Cronus Fertilizers from the world's leading fertilizer technology company, said Erzin Atak, CEO of Cronus Chemicals. We look forward to working with our local and global partners on the continued progress of this project. Since we began our cooperation with Cronus during my time as president of TKIS USA, I have been particularly impressed by the strong local and regional support, stated Karsten Radke, now heading the TKIS's global business development. With the commitment and the strength of the Cronus team, we are confident that the Cronus plant will create major benefits for Midwestern agriculture and the local economy in Tuscola and surrounding areas. The plant is expected to provide a significant boost to the economy in the form of construction jobs, long-term positions, and spending activity. Cronus will announce updates to the project timeline as the development process advances. About Cronus Fertilizers. Cronus Fertilizers is a project of Cronus Chemicals, LLC. Cronus Fertilizers works to provide high-quality, locally produced fertilizers for Midwestern farmers while reducing reliance on imported nitrogen products. Cronus Chemicals, LLC was formed by a highly accomplished team of executives with decades of experience in the development, manufacturing, and marketing of fertilizer products. Next article. The importance of having technology education for older adults. The onset of the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a surge in the use of digital healthcare, including among older adults. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has expanded the list of telehealth services reimbursable by Medicare, and seniors are using them. According to a survey from Deloitte, more Medicare Advantage members said they used telehealth or virtual health throughout the first 4 months of 2020 than during all of 2019. This increase in technology use among older Americans is not entirely unexpected. While this generation is adopting technology at slower rates than the rest of the population, research shows they're still more digitally connected than ever. Moreover, seniors are yearning to use more technology in all aspects of their lives, especially in healthcare. A recent study from CVS Health found that nearly half, 45%, of all respondents 65 and older reported that they'd be more likely to communicate with healthcare professionals if they were able to do so through digital messaging. The rate at which seniors are adopting technology is exciting, especially considering the ways it can help maintain their total health during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tools like FaceTime, Zoom, and WhatsApp can help seniors stay connected with their families and friends while physically distanced. This is particularly important for a population at risk of social isolation, which research reportedly indicates can be harmful to a person's health as smoking 15 cigarettes per day. Programs like Silver Sneakers are providing live and on-demand virtual exercise classes to help seniors stay active from the comfort of their home, including yoga, balance, cardio, and strength classes. According to a 2019 Silver Sneakers member survey, 86% of Silver Sneakers members who took part in such activities reported that the program improved their quality of life. A recent Silver Sneakers Pulse survey further found that 51% of those surveyed participated in a digital exercise program in September 2020, up from 39% in April. While there's no doubt that technology is a convenient and beneficial tool for many, it can be confusing and difficult to navigate for others. Seniors face unique barriers to using and adopting technology, with a Pew Research Center study finding that some 34% of older people who use the internet have little to no confidence in being able to use electronic devices to perform tasks online. Nearly half of seniors responded that when they receive new electronic devices, they typically need someone else to set it up or show them how to use it. The issue is not that seniors are technology averse. They may just need more support than so-called digital natives. Luckily, there are resources available to help seniors overcome barriers to technology, incorporate it more easily in their day-to-day lives, and use it as a tool on their overall health journeys. Technology can be a useful tool for seniors in their daily lives and in achieving their best overall health. Regardless of comfort level, there are tools and resources that can help the seniors in your life. We encourage you or a loved one to seek out help in the way that best suits you. In a time when physical distancing is necessary for health, technology can be a real lifeline. And last article, Casey Summers delivers meals to Sarah Bush Lincoln employees. Casey Summers Auto Group delivered more than 450 meals to Sarah Bush Lincoln patient care employees as a thanks to the healthcare workers for their tireless work during the pandemic and the care they provide every day. The meals were delivered December 30th and 31st. General Manager Mike Genta and Whitney Scroggins of Casey Summers brought individually packaged meals from Little Mexico, Luigi's, and Thai Noodle, all of Mattoon. Sarah Bush Lincoln President and CEO Jerry Esker said, "We are incredibly touched by the generosity of Casey Summers and these local restaurants. I heard many staff members comment what a wonderful and thoughtful gift this was. I, too, echo the same sentiment." In the picture accompanying this article, pictured left to right is Whitney Scroggins and Mike Genta of Casey Summers, SBL President and CEO Jerry Esker, SBL CNO Sandy Miller, SBL Patient Care Leaders Sasha Holman, Nicole Jarrus, Joe Garland, Emily Gilmore, Melissa Linton, and Katie Stuckmeyer. And that's it for this week's Tri-County Journal. This has been Nicolene Ambrose. I've enjoyed reading with you and look forward to doing so again soon.